Anthony Rirenui is the kaihautu to Waka Whaihua at ASB, and he is talking with us today about lending that can help whānau return to our whenua. Anthony is from Tauranga Moana. Te rā koe, Anthony, ko Dale tēnei.
Morena, Dale. Nami o te wā.
Me koe hoki, it's a special time. Great time to be getting some dos, getting back home, talking with the cousins about how we might bring auntie and uncle back and get them closer to the marae, etc. These are goals that many of our whānau harbour. The Te Ohanga Māori economy, just give us an update on where you read it. We've been used to calling it 70 bill, but I hear it's more like 100. Anthony, what do you think the Māori economy is worth to our nation nowadays?
It probably is in excess of the 69 billion. Bearing in mind that figure was put together back in 2018, so there's been a bit of time since then. There is estimates it's well over 100 billion, but some of the census will tell us a bit more next year in terms of that. But there's many parts to the Māori economy, and obviously. One dear to our heart is building more homes for our whānau. So you are correct there, Dale, in terms of the size of the Māori economy.
Tēnā koe, it's been a hard nut to crack how to move back onto the whenua around home. Of course, we've got the issue of multiply owned land. Are you taking as an organisation one of the most prominent banks in the country? How are you approaching issues where our people might have interest in land, wanting to build on it? What are some of the dynamics around that space from the ASP's perspective, Anthony?
Yeah, historically, it's always been, as our whānau know, it's been very difficult to realise the dream of building on our own whenua. It is complex from dealing with our whānau, to working with the various courts, and then getting to a discussion with your bank. So there's a lot there for our whānau to navigate. For us at the bank, we're trying to smooth that for our whānau. We work with a lot of our whānau to realise that dream of building a house. And we have worked also, there's been prominence from Te Puke Matua Reserve Bank around further access to finance for Māori, and whenua Māori being a big part of that. So, for us at the ASB, we have and do lend on whenua Māori. So part of this is to put it out there to our listeners, Dale. So ASB has developed a framework for lending on whenua Māori for residential purposes where there's a maximum of 6 owners or there's a trustee on the title. So we are focused on accelerating to ohanga Māori, the Māori economy, and we also want to build a sustainable Aotearoa with these type of solutions that do make a difference for whānau and for the generations to come, as you know, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Anthony, thanks for that. Now, when there are 6 owners, could you flesh out a hypothetical or maybe even an example of whānau who have utilised the ASB's services and perhaps a changing attitude to lending across land that has multiple streams of ownership? Give us an example, if you would be so kind.
That's fine. We've had a recent example earlier in the year. We helped a mum, Samari Erickson Hay, from Te Whanapunui, and her whānau get into her home in Apotiki. And that was a Māori freehold title. She was fortunate enough for the title just to be in her name. And we were able to navigate the issues around whenua Māori. And she was able to fulfil that dream of building on their whānau land, and they have a new home on their dwelling, which is a really really cool story, and they're very happy in terms of the connection they have back to their whenua and whānau. there's other projects as well that we've worked on, and they fall into sort of the papakainga realm. So we've been able to help whānau in the Waikato area as well. One example where a large whare has been erected, it's probably equivalent to a two-bedroom home. And then also on the whenua, there's also been dwellings for kaumātua as well. So yeah, we're very pleased to work in this case. We worked with government agency, Te Tone Kōkiri, to realise that dream for that whānau. So we're keen to do more, and having this opportunity to talk to us, to our whānau, is important. So they know where to come when they want to talk about whenua Māori.
Tēnā koe, and fair enough too. I mentioned at the start that many will be wanting to return home, have these types of discussions as more and more of our people want to move from the big smoke and to reconnect with our whenua tūturu. But it does require freehold land, and Anthony says if they're up to six owners of that freehold land, then it's a bit of a goer. There are changing attitudes slowly and encouragingly, I guess, Anthony, to multiply owned Māori land. It was almost a no-go zone from the banking sector for a long, long time. Do you think that things are changing slowly?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Changing attitudes, I guess, with more knowledge as well. And also, as I pointed out, support from Te Whiti Matua Reserve Bank through Adrian Orr, that's also assisted in terms of supporting banks in general, to know more and support our whānau more. But also, and it's pleasing to say, we've got more Māori that are coming to the banks as well, and bringing their experiences and also their knowledge of whenua Māori, and I guess issues that we face as Māori in terms of the struggle of home ownership around whenua Māori or other home ownership mechanisms through affordable housing and social housing.
Tēnā koe. It's been good talking with you, Anthony. Thanks so much. How long have you been in the banking sector, Eho?
Oh, 28 years. Just a little time.
Just a little time. What about Māori in the banking sector? Have you seen growing numbers of our people interested in economics and banking, per se?
Yeah, definitely, but we need more. I've also been the co-chair of Pāwhia Māori Business at Ōpū, Māori Banking at Ōpū. We are looking to promote more rangatahi or older than that that are interested in coming to the banking sector. So that's something that we're actively working on. We need more of our own in the banking sector. So,
all the best. Where do you go for summer? Back home to Tauranga, or do you go somewhere else?
I'm in Tauranga more, and everyone comes to us. I'll head over to my wife's whānau over in Whatawhata, and then hopefully up to Coromandel Town for some fishing.
But nice meeting you, Anthony. All the best to you and your whānau. Mauri ora kākau.
Okay.
Aye. Tēnā koe. Hei konei rā.